will be the cabaret program.
Support comes from the City of Boulder, providing the community with the latest information on coronavirus in the city. Status updates for test sites, essential services, and information regarding restaurants, retail, city services, and more can be found at bouldercolorado.gov. That's bouldercolorado.gov.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. It's the KGNU Cabaret, or the Swing Show Cabaret Special, whichever way you're listening. KGNU for having us, and also thanks to YouTube for having us too. You can actually see this after the broadcast on YouTube if you look up Jeremy Mone.
Welcome to the special edition of The Swing Show. This show was pre-recorded for broadcast on KGNU. You can watch the video version of this show by visiting youtube.com and searching for The Swing Show. More information about Jeremy and his band can be found at jeremymoney.com. Now back to the show.
Here's a new tune called Sweet Man. One, two, one, two, three. Thank you.
for those of you who are just tuning in, this is a pre-recorded broadcast of the Jeremy Mone Swing Show. I have Mr. Mone here in person to talk with us about his band. Jeremy, how you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Hanging in there. So, Jeremy, tell me about your band a little.
Yeah, well, we got Matt Cantor on guitar and Connor Hollingsworth on bass.
And what would you describe the genre of your music as?
Well, I'd call it broadly swing. We take a lot of influences from all kinds of early jazz up through the swing era.
Tell us a little bit about the swing show. We've got 5 shows out so far, and this will be our 6th. What would you say was your inspiration for the show, and do you have any plans to evolve the show over time?
Well, it all kind of came about as sort of a dream of mine. I've always been listening to like 1930s, 1940s radio broadcasts of big bands and swing bands. And like Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, Benny Goodman all had great radio broadcasts to listen to. And I always wanted to do something like that. And I thought it would be cool to incorporate sort of a video podcast element to it, sort of bring it up to date and do that whole thing. I like to give people more of a little concert setting. That's sort of what I like about those radio broadcasts, is listening to a live concert from these great bands.
That's not new to you at all, because you guys have been performing live for ages. How many years now?
Close to 10, something like that.
And how long has it been the trio that it is now?
Well, I've been playing with Matt on and off forever, since the band started. Connor on bass. We ran into him about 2 or 3 years ago. We're real grateful to have him. He's done a lot to solidify our sound and make it something I'd call special.
We're going to hear a couple more tunes, and then we'll be back with Mr. Jeremy Mone to chit-chat a bit more.
Now we got Sometimes I Can't Think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Can't think, can't think, can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Can't think, can't think, can't think. Well, I try to use my brain, but it just don't work. Duh. And I end up looking like a jerk. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Sometimes I can't think. Can't think, can't think, can't think. A tune I wrote a little while back for my buddy's house. He lives on 802. Not gonna say it. This is the 802 Blues. 2, 3. Thank you. Here's the Burgundy Bullet.
One, two,
And we're back again. If you're just tuning in, this is the Jeremy Mone Swing Show. I'm your host, Jonathan, and I'm here again with Jeremy. So, Jeremy, what are your musical inspirations, and how would you say they affect your playing and your writing?
Well, I guess they wouldn't sound so all over the board these days, but it's sort of all over the board when it comes to swing and early jazz. I've done a lot of listening to Louis Armstrong and his Hot Fives, and Louis Armstrong with King Oliver and his Creole Jazz Band. Done a lot of listening to Django Reinhardt, Benny Carter, Benny Goodman, big band and small groups. One of my favorite acts of all time is Glenn Miller, and I love Glenn Miller.
That is quite a wide berth of different swing genres, almost. I hear a lot of the Django Reinhardt in your guys' playing, probably because there's a prominent guitar in your group.
Right.
But that's yeah, I definitely hear that.
Yeah, Matt takes a lot of influence from Django, just straight up.
He does have all of his fingers, though. He can use all of them.
Yeah, right.
For those of you who don't know, Django was injured and could only play with two of his fingers on his left hand. So he was at a bit of a disadvantage.
You wouldn't know it, though.
Seriously, you wouldn't. How exactly would you say that you end up writing a tune? What is sort of your natural progression?
Well, I come up with a chord progression on guitar, and then a lot of times I'll bring the chord progression to the band and then figure out a melody to go with it, because I'm always kind of coming up with ideas as I improvise over other songs that we play, and it's nice to be able to put those together into a new song over my own chord progression. And
So you sort of build the framework first, and then you let the band cover the framework while you build up on top of it.
Right, yeah, and then take some time kind of jamming it that way with the band, and then let it solidify into an actual song.
Speaking of originals, let's get back to some more listening.
Here's a tune we call Da Boogie, because it's Da Boogie that we wrote. One, two, three. Here's a tune I wrote a few years back now. It's called Fatigue du Jour. 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed those last couple of tunes. Mr. Jeremy Mooney. So, your trio has two albums out so far, Live at the Mercury Cafe and the KGNU Air Checks. Tell us a little bit about them and where we can find them.
Well, they're on all the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, or even on Napster.
That's taking me back.
Right? Except you have to pay for it now.
Is it on realplayer.net or whatever that... Oh, no. What was that? Rhapsody.
We might be on Rhapsody, too.
tell me a bit about your sound. A lot of your recorded material has sort of a old-timey vibe to it. How would you say that the way that you like to have your music recorded affects the overall persona you want to bring forward to your audience?
Yeah, well, if you listen to our... Live at the Mercury Cafe show, we actually recorded that with a cassette deck straight from the board. It's sort of it's a really budget way. It gives you kind of a similar sound quality to a recording from, you know, the 30s or 40s if you kind of squint with your ears.
It definitely does. I think it's really interesting to hear. That being said, you have a new album coming out, right? And this one's your first studio album.
Yeah, our first studio album. We did it at Silo Sound with Todd Dival.
Shout out to Todd.
Yeah, he's great with his tape machines. I don't know. I don't think Silo Sound is there anymore, but Todd is. Well, I think Todd's operating it out of his home now or something like that. I think he figures out locations to do things.
So no release date set. Well, is there a tentative release date for the album?
Sometime soon. It'd be nice to get some physical copies. Do things that way, too. I don't know how we'd go about selling those. I do want to get it up on streaming.
So keep your eyes out for that. That's going to be a good time. I know because I've heard it.
He mixed it and mastered it. Yeah, Jonathan here is a very talented audio engineer.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy. Far more talented at engineering than I am at interviewing. And that reminds me, you guys have plans for a future album that's going to be all recorded on cassette, right?
Yeah.
So get ready for that. Real vintage vibes off of that one. That's going to be interesting. That'll probably be mid next year before that's even done. So Jeremy, how would you say that your trio's sound has evolved in the last 10 years of its existence?
Over the years, we've gotten to experiment a lot with improvisation, and that's a heavy part of our sound. is improvisation and, you know, coming up with just new things to add to the gumbo, as they would say. Yeah, we've done a little bit more with arranging and coming up with things to kind of spice up the songs themselves, too.
And you guys do a lot of your own tunes.
Lately, we've been trying to do only original or public domain music. You know, that's a lot easier to deal with when you're trying to record and release.
Your other album, KGNU Air Checks, would suggest that you guys have been on the air before with KGNU. What's your guys' history with KGNU?
Let's see, we've done it 3 times now, I think. Maybe 4. I remember one time we actually played coming straight off the road from Chicago.
Dang.
I think that's the one from...
That's the Air Checks album.
That's the Air Checks album, yeah. Yeah, we were a little bit frazzled coming off the road, but we're playing pretty tight.
Well, folks, here's a couple more tunes, and we'll be back in a bit.
Our next tune is called Sentimental, wrote it a few years back for someone special. Sentimental, no matter what come what may, I'm sentimental forever and at a day. My heart never aches since I found your mind. Sentimental for loving you all the time. Sentimental, no matter what come what may, sentimental forever and ever. that day. My heart never aches since I found you're mine. Sentimental, so sentimental. I'm sentimental for loving you all the time. Here's a tune I wrote called How Much Can My Poor Heart Take Now? One, two, one, two, three. Hot take now, oh wow. Never have I known someone who could clear up a cloudy day. Never have I seen someone who could make me feel bloody. I hope never the quake stops. I love how my heart hops. For how much can my poor heart take now? Oh wow. A cloudy day. Never have I known someone make me feel cloudy. I hope that never the quake stops. I love just how my heart hops. How much? I mean it now. How much? I said now. How much can my poor heart take now? Here's the tune I wrote called That Song, because, well, if you haven't told from the interviews, I have way with words. Wait, I have a way with
curds.
So if you have your best cheese, send it to me right away. Post Office Box 24, New York City. Don't do that. That poor person.
Been sending all your mail over the last 3 years.
Two, three.
Mm-hmm.
Song's from 1912. It's called My Melancholy Baby. My melancholy baby, cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, maybe, but no, my dear.
I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through and smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Problems, and I'll
Now comes our theme, a song I wrote for you, Dreams of You.
Again for tuning in. This has been the KGNU Cabaret with Jeremy Mone and his trio. If you are interested in supporting the band, you can find them on Patreon, YouTube, and all the regular streaming sites. Until next time, thank you and good night.
KGNU from your mobile device or computer. Connect and listen to any of our online streams with our mobile player from your phone, tablet, or computer. KGNU.org offers high-quality streaming for listeners on the go. News.KGNU.org holds endless current event stories. AfterFM.com provides a 24/7 all-music stream online, coupled with archives of studio sessions, interviews, and features. Want a hands-free listening experience? Just tell your smart speaker to play KGNU Radio.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Hi, this is Indra Raj, KGNU's music director. If part of your giving over the holidays includes supporting organizations that mean a lot to you, consider making a tax-deductible contribution to KGNU. Throughout the year, you've counted on us to keep the music playing. Making a single tax-deductible contribution or setting up a small monthly gift is the best way to keep KGNU coming to you. Go online and make your gift now at kgnu.org.
En cualquier estado que usted se encuentre. Buenas noches. Buenas tardes. Buenas mañanas. O buenas afternoons. Ahora le presentamos este producto que viene desde lo más profundo de nuestros corazones. Es un proyecto que ha tomado dedicación, pero viene de lo más profundo de cada uno de nosotros. Experimentando con ritmo y sentimientos, sentimientos que se han podido transmitir a la música, por esta música con cultura, música con dedicación. Por favor, continuemos con la música.
Señoras y señores, con ustedes, Ninel Conde, el poeta.